This is a letter generated dictated in the consultation report on patient Josephine Medrano D. Cortez. Date of consultation 6/29/22. Consultation request by Dr. Sam Bono. Reason for consultation: atrial fibrillation. Evaluation for elective surgical studies on radio frequency ablation. History: patient is a 76-year-old. Recently complaining of increasing shortness of breath, palpitation, dizziness, period. Patient's Holter monitors showed a patient has persistent atrial fibrillation with rapid ventricular rate, period. Patient is referred to me for elective surgical studies on radio frequency ablation for atrial fibrillation, period. Patient's recent echocardiogram showed normal left ventricular function, period. Current medication, atorvastatin 80 mg daily, Eliquis 5 mg 2 times daily, Flomand, furosemide 40 mg daily, hydrochlorothiazide 25 mg daily, losartan 50 mg daily, metoprolol, succinate 100 mg daily, potassium supplement, and Zoloft, period. Allergies, non-endocrine allergies, social history, no history of smoking, alcohol or drug use, family history, no history of premature coronary disease, cardiac dysrhythmia, review system in general, denied recent weight gain, no weight loss, no vision, no hearing impairment, cardiovascular, aspirin history, pulmonary, no history of pneumonia, COPD, abdominal, no history of nausea, vomiting, and diarrhea, stomach, no history of arthritis, neurological, no history of seizure disorder, TIA, an examination, blood pressure 130 over 80 pulses, 100 to 120 and irregular respiration 16. Weight is 210 pounds. HEND, no JVD, lungs clear, bilaterally heart is irregularly irregular. 1 over 6 is totally normal, heart of the left sternum border. There is no gallop or up, abdomen soft, normal active, bowel sound, extremity, no edema. Clinical condition number 1, persistent atrial fibrillation. Number 2, hypertension. Recommendation: patient has got some damage with atrial fibrillation, complaining of shortness of breath, dizziness, and chest discomfort, period. Discuss with the patient regarding elective surgical studies and radio frequency ablation for atrial fibrillation. Procedures can benefit. Discuss with the patient. Possible risks include but not limited to bleeding, hematoma, infection, perforation of the heart, period. Patient is also aware that success of the procedure is 70% to 80% and sometimes need more than one procedure, period. Please send a copy to Dr. Sam Bono. Consultation date is 6/29/22.